So I'd like to welcome everybody back from the Pesach Ben Zmanim. I hope it was restful. It was inspirational. It's wonderful to have you back. Also, I'd like to welcome all the people who have joined us this morning, the guests who joined us this morning in honor of the Bris. Due to the Bris, the breakfast for the high school will be in the small base medrash. Also, it announced that Shir will start a regular time at five to nine. I would like to start a series of shiurim. This is in the Woodcrest of one of the Rebbeim. The halachas of Amira La'akum. We have limitations in Hilchos Shabbos, Yom Tov. We spoke about Chol HaMoed, that a person not only can he not do malacha himself, but he also cannot ask a non-Jew to do malacha for him, with some limitations. But I want to go through those halachas. So let's give a little bit of a foundation of the halacha. The halacha of Amira La'akum actually applies in four areas, which you have to divide the halacha into. The first area which you have to divide it into is the halacha, that the amira itself is problematic. So even a person would ask a non-Jew to do work for him, he would speak to the non-Jew on Shabbos and say, do something for me on Tuesday. He cannot do that. He can't discuss work with a non-Jew on Shabbos. So the amira itself is a problem, and that's based on the pasuk of a daber dover, that daber dover alone is a problem. The second issue is that having the non-Jew do work for you. So that even if you would ask the non-Jew to do it, you speak to the non-Jew on Tuesday, do work for me on Shabbos. So even though you spoke to him on Tuesday, but the fact that he's doing the work for you on Shabbos is a problem. And that's based on the concept of shlichus, that we even though normally we find areas that a non-Jew cannot be a shlich, l'gabi Shabbos, the Chachamim gave a non-Jew the status of shlichus. He's acting as the agent of the Jew to do work on Shabbos. So it's like the Jew is doing work on Shabbos. That's a problem. Rashi seems to say that there's a mechilta which seems to say that maybe it's even deraisa. It says, Kol malacha lo ye'aseh bohem. It cannot be done. It doesn't say don't do. It says it cannot be done. You should not have malacha being done for you on Shabbos. The third area which the Chachamim came along and they addressed was that if it was done already, are you allowed to benefit from the work which was done? And the Chachamim said you cannot benefit, and this of course would remove the incentive to want to have the non-Jew do work for you, because you can't use it anyway. So they made an Isser of Hanoah, a benefit from the work which has been done. The fourth area which they came along and they addressed, they said there's a loch of Maris Ayin. It should not be even perceived. You didn't ask him to do it, and he's not doing it, he's not necessarily doing it for you. But if it's perceived that he's doing it for you, it's also going to be problematic. And that's the concept of Maris Ayin. The perception is that it's being done for you. So there are four areas which we have to, when we talk about the lochas, when it's permitted and when it's not permitted, we have to keep in mind that there are four areas, four different prohibitions which we have to keep in mind. And the four prohibitions, again, are the amira, the asking him to do it, the work being done for you, the benefit from it, and the potential for Maris Ayin. Have a good morning.
Today is Thursday, so sure we'll start at 9:05.